Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, an apple a day can keep anyone away if you throw it hard enough. Yeah. So, right.
And if you get it picked up real
right,
quick.
Right, yeah. It's one of the hard green ones.
Yeah.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
All right, continuing on with more goofball stuff. Here you go.
All right.
My room is like the Bermuda Triangle. Stuff goes in and is never seen again.
Never.
That's my toolbox. My toolbox is like the Bermuda Triangle.
The block hole.
Right.
Yeah.
And even though all the kids have left home, they're
still
losing my tools.
Where are my tools?
I know. Still.
Right where I left them.
Right. The damn it tool.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. It may look like I'm doing nothing, but in my head, I'm quite busy.
Oh, I'm hooked up.
I am way. Be strong, I whispered to my Wi-Fi signal.
I had to think about that one
for a minute.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Oh, dear. Hey, you never know what you have until you clean your closet.
No kidding.
Man.
Oh, I've been looking for that.
What have I got left? Yeah, and that's the other thing, cleaning my shop. Oh, I'm going to need that. I know I'm going to need that.
Yeah.
As soon as I throw it away, I need it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
Murphy's Law.
You got it. I enjoy taking long, romantic walks to the fridge.
To the fridge. Yeah, it's getting farther away, too.
And back to the couch. Yeah.
Let me hold your hand.
Right. Yeah. Revenge sounds so mean.
It does.
Yeah, that's why I prefer to call it returning the favor.
Okay. I'll go along with it.
I'm giving back.
I'm giving back,
right. If everyone knew what I was thinking, I would get punched in the throat a lot.
Boy, isn't that
man,
truth.
Yeah, right. Did I just roll my eyes out loud? I mean, yeah, right.
Was that my outside voice?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Did I say that out loud?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted you to know that someone cares.
Yeah.
Not me, but somebody cares.
Somebody around here.
It's not me.
It's not me.
Somebody does.
Keep looking.
Right. Don't worry if Plan A fails. Okay. There are 27 more letters in the alphabet.
You do have 27 more chances.
And then sometimes you have to start over with double A, double B, double
C. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right, yeah. For the best seat in the house, you'll usually have to move the dog.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
Get out of my
or a grandkid
or a grandchild,
and they're sitting there with a Cheshire grin.
Yeah,
I'm in Papa's chair.
Yeah, this is the big chair. Yeah, I know what you're saying. So having a smoking section in a restaurant is like having a peeing section in the pool.
Isn't that the truth?
So true.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And you know you can still smell a fart through a mask. Did you know that?
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway,
so how's that going to stop COVID? Huh?
I knew that would stir you up just a little bit there. Yeah. As long as there are tests, there will be prayer in school.
Yes, there will be. As long as there are tests. Yeah.
You kill vegetarian vampires with a steak. STAK through the heart. Steak through the heart.
A steak.
Okay. All right. A steak.
That was terrible.
All right. It was. A computer once beat me at chess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was no match for me in kickboxing. Right. Yep. Let's see. If you want to catch a squirrel, just climb a tree. Act like a nut. Got a great show coming at us. We got Bill Barwick, Cousin Rodney, Handsome Poetry, Jared Rogerson, Chris Ledoux, Joni Harms.
Oh,
we're going to start off with our buddy Bryn Hill.
Yeah.
Hey.
There's hay in my church clothes and hay down in my boots. There's hay upon my pillow and I think it's growing roots. There's hay in my ears and nose and hay in my beard. And it's been there for so long that I don't even think it's weird. Hay is for my horses, hay makes critters fat. Fat's my favorite color and no matter where I'm at, you'll find a trail of green legumes stretched out in disarray. I live for the day it blooms so I can proudly say, hey. Sunny day is just okay, but rain makes grass grow tall. And every last blade of grass is not too much at all. I've spent a handsome fortune on seed and fertilizer, except when it comes to baling sun and then I plumb despise her. For my horses, hay makes critters fat. Fat's my favorite color, and no matter where I'm at, you'll find a trail of green legumes stretched out in disarray. I live for the day it blooms so I can proudly say, hey. Hey, I've got a great idea. Let's plow our cities under. Let's seed the land from sea to sea with green and purple plunder. What will we do with the urbanites? Well, I think it's fair to say we'll surely need them still all right to bale and haul our hay. Hay is for my horses, hay makes critters fat. Fat's my favorite color and no matter where I'm at, you'll find a trail of green legumes stretched out in disarray. I live for the day it blooms so I can proudly say, hey. I live for the day it blooms so I can proudly say, hey.
Oh, yeah, hey. Woo-hoo, hey. Mm-hmm. All right, there you
go. First stage of horsemanship.
That's right, yeah. You betcha. So there is a reason why we started off with that.
That's right.
Good stuff from mm-hmm. our buddy Bryn Hill.
Absolutely.
Nightmares from the hayfield.
Dun, dun, dun.
This show is not long enough. To get through all the nightmares.
All the nightmares.
Right, yeah.
You know, I did not realize how bad I really had it as a kid.
Really?
You know, because yeah. we hay it all summer long.
Oh, yeah. No, you no know, doubt.
Three crops, sometimes yep. four, depending yep. on if we had the water.
Right.
You know, and then I moved to this country.
One shot. Goodbye.
One hay yeah. crop yeah. and done.
Well, you're putting all your eggs in one basket, too.
Absolutely.
One crop doesn't turn out, it's bad winter.
It's a long yeah. winter. Absolutely.
You're exactly right. And, yeah, we were haying and irrigating, I swear, for 6 months.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, May.
Yeah. Start in May.
End
in September. End
of May. and then, like you say, yeah. if you had enough water, you got right. three, maybe four crops.
Yep, that's right.
And that alfalfa.
Yeah.
I like alfalfa.
Oh, I love alfalfa.
But I hate packing yeah. or pitching yeah. bales, yeah. alfalfa bales.
Nightmares. From the hayfield.
They are, especially the first crop alfalfa.
Oh, man, yeah. Oh,
the scratchy.
Yes.
The, ooh.
The big, large-stemmed stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Oh, man.
I'm with you on that one. Now, the idea here, or the premise behind all of this, is that now there is hay handling equipment.
Yeah, the bales are big enough. You can't pick yeah. them up.
We were the hay handling equipment.
Exactly.
Back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. Let's see. Wiley Gustafson, he refers it to his dad had a character development program.
Oh, yeah.
Called haying.
Call haying. Yeah,
yeah. exactly.
Character development.
Character development
I
program.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah. You spend the whole summer bucking hay, you know, and that was how we got in shape for football.
Well, absolutely. Yeah.
High school football coming along.
Preseason.
Moving hand line pipe and hauling hay is yep. how we got in shape.
And throwing 100-pound burlap sacks full of beans. Right?
That's right. The beans as well.
Loading rail cars.
Oh, man, moving handline pipe in peas.
In peas. Oh, what a...
Talk about thigh development.
But
quadricep.
You know, alfalfa is a close second.
It really is. Oh. Yeah, you sink pretty darn good in that too, right?
Yeah. Once it gets up. Yeah.
Well, I remember a couple of pretty good nightmares out on an open air swather. Yeah.
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 Do those even exist anymore?
No, I don't think so.
I haven't seen one. Yeah.
Yeah. The open air swather that you you steered or you turned like a tank.
Yeah.
You know, had the levers on the end. Steering the wheel was just for minor adjustments.
Right.
And then there was the brakes on the side. But anyway, I remember swathing alongside of a handline pipe because I had to make that swath and then move the handline pipe over. Well, I remember being right next to it and eating my lunch.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, 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 you know where this is
going.
I do. And I dropped a potato chip.
Oh, of all the things.
Yeah. And instead of letting that
potato
chip go out. Yeah, I'm a teenager.
I have to have that
potato chip that I dropped. I reached down to pick up the potato chip and took in the end of a handline pipe. Screech, 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 screech. You have no idea the noise made when a reel goes over the top of a handline pipe and the sickle bar and guards go clacking back and forth over the top.
Got your attention.
That was a wake up, man. It's like, what in the world? Yeah, screech, 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 screech.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was one expensive potato chip.
Yeah, diagnosis is not a problem at that point.
Yeah, what's the problem here? Oh, it's this handline pipe. It's this 30-foot handline pipe hanging out of the end. Okay, I get it. Yeah. All right, we need to ditch out to a cow.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. And when we come back, Joni Harms is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.